Hello, everyone. This is Jennifer Hall, and you are listening to the Lessons from the Universe podcast. I'm excited today, as always, to share my channeled message with you and to see where it takes us along our path to awakening. Have you ever met a hypocrite? Someone that you trusted or looked up to and then found out that they didn't practice what they preach, that they weren't who you believed they were? I don't mean on some superficial level. I mean, really, truly, at the depth of their character, didn't live up to the standards that they had made you feel they held for themselves. Early along my path, I came across several people who definitely played a role to me, but ultimately I discovered were hypocrites. And each time I fell really, really hard. How is it that someone can be so wise but doesn't listen to themselves? How is that possible? How can we know the truth and share it with others and not practice what we preach? To me, this is the greatest flaw a human can have. My primary rule of existence is no hypocrites allowed. No hypocrites allowed. I remind people that every day. I write it on my card and make them stick it on their dashboard. No hypocrites allowed. Listen, if you're here with me right now, you have wisdom. You hear yourself think and say the most true things, and yet you may or may not be living them. You just have to stop ignoring that voice inside of you. If you know your intuition is good, why don't you listen? Maybe you're not sure. Some people aren't sure. Maybe it's because there was a time that you've trusted your intuition, and when you got there, it wasn't what you expected. Don't you understand that that doesn't mean you were wrong? Sometimes the universe dangles carrots before us, carrots, and everything points at them, and we go chasing after them. And you know what? We get there, there's no carrot. But the carrot got us there. And what we find instead is a peach. Now, you can argue with me if you want to, but I say peaches are better than carrots. So I chased after the carrot and I got the peach. That's not wrong. It's time to pass the test, to quit taking the same class over and over again, to listen to your inner voice, to listen to your actual voice, to listen when you feel called and pulled in a direction. Remember, the martyrs were failures. We didn't come here to hide in the caves. We didn't come here to fail or be punished by the same thing over and over again. We didn't come here to sleepwalk. We came here to change. And when you follow the rule, no hypocrites allowed, you can never fail because you know the truth. You say it out loud. You say it to your friends. You say it about strangers. You say it. Now live it. Understand that wonderful advice, that patience and love that you give to others is for you. Every single time, all the time. It is 100% my faith that every single person that comes to me for guidance, it is for their highest good and also for mine. For mine. Everything I see, everything I say, I take to heart, it is for me and it is for you. Everything you say. Now, a lot of times I give people this lecture about watching their words because they are so creative. But I believe that if you're hearing me now, you already know that. Maybe you don't always practice what you preach. Maybe you need to do a little better with it. But you know it. So be it. Live it. Quit having excuses. practice what you preach. No hypocrites allowed. Listen to yourself. And if you can't hear me, because you can recover, you can discover, and you can be free, just listen. Not to the chatter in your brain, but to the truth inside of you. That still, small voice that says, shut up, you're being mean. Or don't go that way, not today. Sometimes it's speak up. Sometimes it's let go or cry or laugh. And sometimes it is actually your voice speaking to others. Don't you realize it's all for you? No hypocrites allowed. Do you really want to evolve, to awaken, to be a guide and an inspiration for other people? Whether it's your own soul, your child, or the masses, if you do not do you first, you will fail. In the old days, spiritual leaders were allowed to be hypocrites. If they were doing good in the world and helping people and changing things, they could go home and be assholes. But it's not allowed anymore. It's not allowed. If you're a hypocrite, your words will inevitably fall on deaf ears. Your spiritual gifts will simply be turned off. You can't be a hypocrite. You can't say one thing and do another. We're just not allowed. And your life will crumble if you know better and don't do better. No hypocrites allowed. I have encountered many, and I have fell hard. But a worthy teacher lives what she preaches, practices what she teaches, fails and tries again until she succeeds. I'm not saying anyone expects you or me or anyone to be perfect, but you can't rest in your failure. And you can't keep pulling the same shit over and over again when you know better. Listen. Listen to that voice inside. You must understand. Like it or not, beloved, you would not be here listening to me if you were not called, either willingly or kicking and screaming, towards the path of enlightenment. So give in, beloved. Evolve. Be grateful to the universe for each lesson as it appears and face it head on. It wouldn't be happening if it wasn't for your highest good. I know. There is fear. But fear is not real. Think about the letters F-E-A-R. False evidence appearing real. But it isn't real. It's an illusion. And fear and excitement feel the same. Rename it. Rework it. Let it go. Hear yourself as you speak to others and act on your beliefs and your faith. Your beliefs and your faith. Not what was handed to you. Not what your parents taught you, not what you read in some book, but what is real? What do you feel? What is growing inside of you? Evolve and learn and grow and read. But most importantly, listen. Listen to you. No hypocrites allowed. And for God's sake, lighten up. Be kind. Be loving. Loving towards yourself. Lighten up. Laugh. For God's sake, laugh. Laughter is truly the greatest gift we have been given when it comes to dealing with our everyday life. Follow your heart. Read one page from the middle of the book. Throw the ugly sweater away. Laugh and sing and fart and dance, whatever. And allow others to do so too. Encourage them to. learn to take a compliment. One of the greatest gifts you can give someone is to look them in the eyes and say, thank you. Thank you. And mean it. Isn't that what you want when you tell someone they're beautiful? Or that their words helped you? Or that their actions inspired you? Isn't that all you really need when you offer someone apology or give them praise or even redirection? Look people in the eyes and say thank you. Take it in. Keep what is good, change what you should, and let the rest go. Don't be a hypocrite. You say about that person who you've hurt, couldn't they see I was just trying to help them? You need to think that about others too, no matter how misguided, right? Practice what you preach. No hypocrites allowed. Remember, you're living God's life, the universe, that chunk of the universe that is you living and breathing in your flesh suit. It could be anywhere doing anything. Listen to it. Be humble. Be teachable. And have more fun. Somebody told me, you can tell a spiritual master by the sound of her laughter. I love that. Laughter. Laugh, beloved. Laugh when you're being too serious. Laugh when others are being too serious. Laugh when the world is too serious. Not at them, for them, because it's okay. It's all okay. It's all going to work out to your highest good, even if it is a kick in the balls. Because as we've discussed before, if it's a kick in the balls, it's because that's what you needed, because you weren't listening to the whispers or the taps on the shoulder. Eventually, the nudges turn into shoves, and the shoves turn into bricks in the side of your head. So listen, avoid the pain and the drama. Hear yourself. Hear yourself when you guide others. And live that truth for yourself as well. No hypocrites allowed. If you're not happy, change your life. Take risks. But do remember, we do have to acknowledge physical human confines and experiences. But understand, those are not truly limited. No, you're not stuck in a financial situation. No, you're not stuck with some asshole. No, you're not stuck in some job, right? But don't just quit your job. Don't just run away. Make a plan. Make a plan. And then let it go. Make your plan. And then say to the universe, this, the equivalent, or something better. This, the equivalent, or something better. Make that your new amen. Make that your new so it is. Make it true. Let it be this, the equivalent, or something better, because it's saying it doesn't have to be my way. And that acknowledgement gives us faith. It also makes sure that we recognize the something better when it shows up. So often, people see right through, right past their highest good, their something better, because they've limited their sight and they've zeroed in so tight on the way they think it should be or look. And you know, there is some truth to the adage, when people make plans, God laughs. Create your plan, your idea. It doesn't even matter if you know exactly what it is. It's the feeling, it's the lifestyle, It's the joy. And you put it up at the top of the steps. And you say, this, the equivalent, or something better. And you take each step as it lights up. Each one. Watch it unfold. One step at a time. If that's all you see, do that. Do that. Whether it's read that book or take that class, call that old friend, apply for that crazy dream job, or just listen one more time to that little brunette with the podcast. Maybe it's take a nap. When you put all jealousies aside, there isn't one of you out there that wouldn't hate himself if he discouraged a friend from trusting his higher self. So why would you ever do that to you? Be your own best friend. Be your own love. Be your own cheerleader. Support. Give yourself what you reserve for others. Tell the truth. And keep your promises. All the time. Especially to yourself. Look yourself in the eyes and say, I promise you. And recognize that if you can't keep a promise to yourself, you will never, ever trust anyone else. No hypocrites allowed. The kingdom of heaven, all truth that there is, all the love and all the wisdom of the universe has a seat at the very center of your being. And it is all good all the time. Listen. And when you're not sure if it is your higher self, when you're not sure if it is your intuition, or if maybe it's your bullshit, ask yourself. Ask yourself, say intuition or bullshit. And if you can tell that the ideas, that the thoughts and the words originate from that lump of meat in the center of your head, then you know it's coming from your brain. And when it comes from your brain, it's your bullshit. It's your humanness. It's what everybody else your age is thinking, everybody else in your situation is thinking. It's like a radio. Plug in your iPod instead. Plug it in. Hear the truth. The universe speaks at other places within and around you. Trust it. And when the ugly rises up, look it square in the eyes. Don't be afraid. Don't deny it. There's no spiritual bypass here. We want to look it in the eyes. Entertain the what ifs. So what if? What will I do if? Well, let me tell you what you'll do. You'll get a divorce. You'll change the locks. You'll go to the doctor. You'll cry till you're done. You'll hide. You'll laugh. Maybe you'll run. Know what you'll do. And then set it down. Our brain is designed to create puzzles for us so we can solve them and have them in reserve just in case. That's biology. Work with it, not against it. Solve the puzzle. Set it on the shelf. I saw a video recently. I think it was Dr. Hussein, M. Hussein. He said, we don't laugh at the same joke twice. Why do we cry again and again over the same problem? That's an excellent question, really. And, I mean, what would you tell a friend? You'd say, you know what you would do, so now you don't have to worry. That's it. You know what you would do, so now you don't have to worry. Or maybe there's something you do need to do, right? Maybe you need to start a savings account, or get a job, or dump the asshole, right? Maybe you need to take a class, or pray, or meditate. Maybe you need to ask for help. So do those things. No hypocrites allowed. Be your own best friend. your own guru. Listen to you, to your truth, to that still small voice inside that tells you yes and no, that leads you on the path, that tells you who's good for you and who's not. And listen to the voice that comes out of you when you're helping and guiding others, because that voice is totally for you too.
Thank you so much for joining me today.
Remember,
for
beloved,
this week's episode of Lessons from the Universe.
If you love it, please help us attract a bigger audience. Time. More people like you.
Namaste.
Ready to continue down this path to awakening. If you love the podcast, please like, share, review, and let me know how you found me so I can find others just like you. Till next week, beloved. Namaste.